years ago. A major focus for my delegation is implementation of Article 6. However, we support the demand for full NPT implementation across all its review pillars. While we will elaborate our position in cluster statements, I reiterate our resolute opposition to the DPRK's unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs and our deep concern about outstanding questions regarding Iran's nuclear program. New Zealand continues to call on Russia to end its illegal war of aggression and withdraw from Ukraine's territory, including the Zaporizhia nuclear power station. And we reiterate our firm support for the IAEA and the international safeguard system. There is no doubt that we are facing turbulent geopolitical weather. In the face of this, we need immediately to take steps to ensure the NPT continues to stand, and which involve recognizing the danger and responding tangibly. Progress on disarmament cannot be deferred indefinitely, whatever other challenges we are facing. I will close by noting that New Zealand is not looking for grand gestures from this PrepCom, and such are the limits of ambition in the current NPT climate that we are not so naive as to expect any major breakthroughs, despite the high esteem that we hold the chairs of this conference, of this PrepCom. Rather, we are watching intently for signs that other states' parties and the nuclear weapon states most especially recognize the collective danger we are in and reflect this in how they approach our work, particularly on Pillar One. Actions will speak louder than statements, and it is practical action that we need to progress the substantive work of this treaty halfway through this review cycle. I thank you.